Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, as a Rippler, you want to create a rich life. It's not about being rich, it's about creating a rich life by blessing more lives, because as you're blessed financially, you have the ability to create a ripple effect through the lives of others. Thank you for joining our show today. Happy New Year, by the way, as we're heading into the new year in a few days. Thank you so much for this amazing year of 2021. A special shout out to you guys, especially for those of you that have been, you know, not just binging and sharing, watching our YouTube videos. Thank you for subscribing. That's been a huge thing. In fact, our goal is by the next few days, we want to hit over 1,000 subscribers. So if you haven't done so already, go and subscribe right now and then put a comment in the section. Specifically, what do you want to hear in 2022? You know, tell us what you love about the shows that you've been listening or watching on YouTube, but then tell us what topics you want to hear about. We want to be able to get that information from you, because that's exactly the topic of today, is what you valued in the year of 2021. And we want to be able to carry that into 2022 as well. So be sure to subscribe to YouTube, our YouTube channel, The Money Ripples with Chris Miles page, and make a comment about what you want to see in 2022. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/money ripples. That's prereo.com/money ripples. Check them out. So on that note, guys, I want to go into 2021, because we've had a fantastic year, right? And you guys have really made this year just so special for us. I mean, now we've had a record year in our company. I've had to bring on more employees, you know, even more executive level employees to be able to help us to grow this and make it better. We've seen well over 300,000 downloads just in the year 2021 alone. I remember, guys, it took me 4.5 years of these first episodes to hit 100,000 downloads. Now we're doing over 300,000 downloads. And again, our goal is to do, you know, get up to over 1 million per year of downloads, and then even going beyond that, of course. And that's all because of you guys. Not to mention YouTube videos. We've had tens of thousands of downloads from you guys, and it's just been fantastic. And so I can't give you enough of my gratitude for making this a fantastic year and just making it special for me. As you know, even our studio has changed, right? My home has changed. You know, I'm moving into a different house, you know, so now we got a different background. We don't have the flamingo anymore like we did in some of the previous episodes. You know, maybe the next step will be getting something else on this wall here, or maybe we'll just leave it alone. But in any case, guys, you guys have made a fantastic year. So I want to go and recap what have been your favorite episodes, what have been the most downloaded episodes of 2021. Factory, of course, that we know that, you know, earlier episodes usually get more. Fascinating enough, as I went through this last year, we actually had a lot more downloads in some of the middle of the year episodes, even more than the beginning of the year episodes. And so I'm going to share that with you guys today, going through the top 10 episodes of this year. Invite you to check them out yourself, because some of these episodes were just fantastic. And there's many, many others too that we'll give a shout out as well. All right, so going for downloads, this is based on iTunes and just the typical listen podcast. I'm not talking about YouTube. I'll give that shout out in a bit. So number 10 happened with one of our guests, Heather Marchant, who comes from RP Capital, which is a turnkey investment company. One of our favorite ones that we've used. It was the topic of, should I wait to do real estate investing? This happened early in the year when everybody's like, okay, prices are skyrocketing. Should I wait? And the topic of that was, of course, about how we shouldn't wait. In fact, everybody that kept saying we should wait for the last several years keep missing out, not just on the cash flow, but even on the growth too, on the appreciation. And so that was episode number 508. Fantastic episode, great company. One of those companies that I worked with myself personally and had lots of success with. So that was a great one to check out, which is Should I Wait for Real Estate Cool Off with Heather Marchant, episode number 508. All right, number nine, we started moving into one of the episodes I did myself, which is what to do when stocks hit an all-time high. This is episode number 519. And so this was earlier this year, and we talked about like, okay, stocks are hitting all-time highs. So what? And they keep breaking. It's only been the last few weeks that now it's kind of softened a little bit in the month of December, right? But we've had all-time highs. So what do we do with that? You know, what should we do with the money that we have in stocks? Do we stay in? Do we get out? Do we leave it in? Do we leave part of it in? You know, those kind of topics is what we discussed. So that was number nine, which is episode number 519, what to do when stocks hit an all-time high. All right, so number eight, this one is episode number 521. So just a few episodes later in the year, just the next week. And by the way, number eight and nine were only one download apart from each other. So these are almost a two-way tie between them. So number eight is, are you lazy with your money? And I really get, you're really in your face a little bit. I have a few of those episodes this last year where I get very direct in asking you, are you getting lazy with your money? Because again, are things hitting all-time highs as real estate, stocks, everything's hitting all-time highs. It seems like you can't lose. Are you getting lazy? And if you notice, I've had this theme throughout the year talking about not turning your brain off, but still staying on top of it, making sure that you're proactive versus just sitting fat and happy, so to speak, right? So that's episode number 521, are you lazy with your money? That was number eight. Okay, lucky number seven. All right, so number seven, it was actually by one of our guests, David Garofalo, and he talked about how to diversify into gold and metals, right? It was really unique talking about that and talking about even with mining and things of that nature. Decided to bring up a kind of a more of a metals commodities type episode, which we don't often have. We talk a lot about real estate, but you know, we'd like to start bringing up other topics like oil or gold and silver. And so that was one of those. So that was number seven, which is episode number 512, how to diversify into gold and metals. All right. Number six was one that I had done. This one was episode number 513, is debt dumb, right? So, you know, if you've ever watched or listened to Dave Ramsey, he talks about how where debt is dumb and cash is king, right? And so I addressed that one is debt dumb? And really, you know, when is debt dumb versus when it's not dumb? Because is it always really dumb? It depends on the steward. It depends on who you are and how you use it. So that was number six is debt dumb, which is episode number 513. Definitely recommend you check that one out, especially if you have been, you know, trained by Dave Ramsey. I had a few of those episodes where I've addressed being a saver, right? And that was one of them. I definitely highly recommend that episode because it does talk about where debt can be smart if you're wise with it. So definitely check that out. All right, now getting to the top five. This one I thought was awesome. In fact, I even just sent out an email recently promoting I did an episode where I promoted her, just did a little shout out. And I think this might've bumped up the numbers just a little bit, but it was really interesting to see that this was one of the top ones, which is number five with my good old friend, Heidi Totten, right? Talking about how to create a ripple effect in the country of Kenya, right? So creating a ripple effect in the country of Kenya, that was number 518. Great episode talking about all the efforts they're doing out there in Kenya and not just donating money, right? Because money is one thing. But the problem in Africa right now, it's a very big problem, is that there are so many people just throwing things at them, donating stuff, donating money, that they really don't do anything with it. It ends up becoming trash heaps a lot of times, or they just end up blowing it or becoming even worse, more just really just relying upon it to the point where they don't have self-reliance. Well, that's something that Heidi Totten does differently. She teaches them self-reliance, helping them take care of themselves, giving them a step up, give them a leg up with that help financially. But most importantly, when they do their humanitarian trips to Kenya multiple times a year, she was even inviting a specific dentist trip when we did this episode. When they do these trips multiple times a year, what ends up happening is the people that get most blessed from these trips are those of us that go on these trips versus the people of Kenya, right? The people of Kenya actually end up blessing, you know, us foreigners, us Americans more than actually the Kenyans themselves. And so a lot of people come back very changed from that experience. So great episode, really, really great to kind of hear that perspective from someone who's gone to Kenya many, many times, be able to help and serve the people out there. So that's like I said, number 518 created a ripple effect in Kenya with Heidi Totten. All right, number four. So number four here, this one here's what's interesting. If you really look at the top episodes here, a lot of them actually aren't gurus. In fact, probably almost none of these people so far have you heard of before maybe this episode. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But these people aren't gurus. In fact, number four here is actually one of my own personal clients, someone who's worked with us for the last few years. In fact, there's a few of these episodes. I'll even give a shout out, one that didn't quite make the top 10 is to one of our listeners and clients, Dan Markert. He also had an episode that came out in the summer. Didn't quite have enough downloads yet to be able to beat it, but he also had quite a few downloads. So I'll give him a shout out as well. But this one was actually number 522 with Ryan Stieg, who's out in Montana. How Rich Dad Poor Dad led him towards financial independence. And great episode, great hearing his experience and how Rich Dad Poor Dad impacted his life and then took him to the point where he started to apply it more versus reading the book like a lot of us have done, how we actually start to apply it. And he started to do that over the last few years, especially as we worked together to create that passive income. So really cool to hear his story. So that was number four, How Rich Dad Poor Dad Led to Financial Independence with Ryan Stieg. That's episode number 522. All right, getting down to the top three now. All right, so number three, investment. This one was not number one, even though it started out with the word number one. It talked about the number one of investments financial advisors won't recommend, which is always a topic I love, right? This is actually with our friend Samson Jargaris, who I'm trying to have a hard time saying that 10 times fast, right? Samson Jargaris, where episode number 510, number one investment financial advisors won't recommend. He talks a lot about real estate investing and how his experience had been involved in that and why financial advisors don't recommend it, which is a big topic that I also talk about as well. But really cool to see that as being one of the top ones because it's true. You know, it's the real estate is the number one topic that they don't recommend. However, it's really is the top kind of investment we talk about in this show. It really is amazing what you can do in the space of real estate and even be diversified within the real estate game too. It's not just one thing you do. It's not just buying rentals. There's so many ways you can invest in real estate that can spread your risk and can get you in different markets and doing different things. So great episode by Samson there. So that's episode number 510 and number one investments financial advisors won't recommend. That was number three. All right, getting to the top two. Number two, this one I was, you know, this one actually was close. These top two were really close to each other. This one was actually an episode that I did. Usually, if you look back some of the last, end of the year podcasts that we've done here, many of the episodes I've done don't include me very often in the top 10. I have to put myself in the honorable mentions as shout outs, right? Because the guests usually end up getting a lot more listens. But I'm really happy this time around. You guys actually do like some of my episodes. And this was one of them that I think was an important one too. This one's about really is number two is this is episode number 517. So episode number 517, who can be financially independent by the year 2030, which is our real vision in Money Ripples. If you don't know this, our vision and our goal is to get over 1,000 of you. And this includes you guys, as well as our own clients, people that are working with us, of course, but helping you guys become financially independent by 2030, where you have more passive income coming than your expenses. And this is a real drive. This is what keeps me out of retirement, right? This is the thing that I really want because I know just one of you becoming financially independent, which several of you have, right? Several of our clients have become financially independent, but just one, it's amazing what that does to your life, what options it opens up, what kind of abundance it creates in a new life, and what kind of legacy that can create, especially as it starts to help impact the children of these families, right? Impacting the community. And really all those people that are associated with those people, man, if it's just one life can make a massive impact on other people's lives, imagine what 1,000 financially independent people can do. And that's really been our big, big goal, our big vision to help get you guys there. And that's why we offer the coaching and the consulting and things like that. So that was number two. It missed it just by about 10 downloads from being number one. But it's really that central theme of what of really not just what we do, but why we do what we do here. So I definitely invite you to go back, listen to episode number 517, who can be financially independent by 2030. So definitely go back and check that out. All right. So we're getting to the number one. Before we do that, I'm going to do a few shout outs here. Of course, one of them is, there's a few episodes like is Trading Your Path to Wealth episode number 509. They got really close to getting there, but didn't quite get it. There was another episode as well. Are we heading into hyperinflation? That was number 507. That one also didn't make the top, but great one, especially in today's current environment, I invite you to listen to. So it's much more updated now. I'm probably going to do another updated hyperinflation or inflation type episode here in 2022. But again, remind you guys, go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page, subscribe to that and leave a comment, especially because here's the thing, guys, I want you to leave a comment just for the comment's sake, but we're going to do a prize. Two winners we're going to pick here by the end of the year. We're going to get over 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. Now, if you make a comment, it helps us kind of see who you are. We're going to take all of you guys are subscribers. If you already subscribed, great. Just make a comment on one of our videos here. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a drawing for two prizes, one of which is going to give you a month's free access to our Wealth Accelerator Academy that we've discussed, where it gives us really all the education that we talk about within our clientele, the things that we teach to help free up and find cash flow. How do you pay off debt? Do you pay off debt? What's the right debts to pay off? And when do you know it's the right time? Where do you invest? What are the different investment types to go there? Now, we don't tell everybody about, all the people we tell you to invest with, but we at least give you all the information about what are these alternative investments you could be investing in versus just everything a financial advisor tells you. Even infinite banking, we talk about that. By the way, another honorable mention, there were several infinite banking ones that made it on the YouTube channel. So thank you again for downloading so many on the infinite banking side. But again, that's some of the big information that's there. For prize number one is 1 month free access to all of our information there in the Wealth Accelerator Academy. Number two is for the next person, you're going to get a session with me. You're going to be able to do a cash flow analysis session, like a cash flow real strategy meeting. This is not just saying, hey, look, you could probably free up or make this much cash flow, but actually giving you tactics. So one of you 1,000+ people will be the lucky, benefactor, I guess you could say, of not only just getting a month free access to that, which both people will get, but also one of you will also get a personal private session with me as well. So go and subscribe, make a comment, make yourself known. So we can put you in the drawing and find out which two of you will be the special winners this week. So go ahead and do that today. All right. Again, shout out, like I said, on the YouTube channel, we had some great, great stuff on there. A lot of their infinite banking videos were great, including episode number 525. How does infinite banking work with real estate investing? Great episode to check out, especially if you ever wondered about how that works. Another episode that I thought was interesting was a recent episode just a month ago, investing that broke people like to talk about, actually got quite a few downloads. That was episode number 559. And then also number 540 with Gary Boomershine, which is big real estate returns in less time. So great episodes to check out. Again, thank you for watching our videos on YouTube as well. And that's gonna be one of our big focuses in 2022 to give you more and more content on our YouTube channel as well. All right, guys, time for the number one. This is it. The number one downloaded episode of the year was not a financial guru. In fact, this person was just like you. And I'm going to make this a bigger focus for this next year for those of the people that have worked with us, right, or are working with us, really getting their experience, because you guys have definitely spoken by your votes that a lot of the things you're looking for is about how people are doing it. Not just me, because I've been there, done that, and doing it today. But those that are still doing it now, they're still in the journey. And I've told many of my clients this because some of them say, well, I'll wait to go on your show once I'm out of the rat race. But the truth is that I know most of you get more benefit, not when somebody gets out of the rat race, but when they're just maybe a half step or a full or a couple steps ahead of you in getting out of the rat race, where they're still on that journey. And one of these people was Tomomi Itakura. Funny enough, she was so nervous to do this episode. By the way, this is episode number 514, From Saver to Cash Flowing Investor with Tomomi Itakura. So Tomomi was so fascinating. Like I said, she was so nervous to do this. She almost said no. She was wondering if it was going to be valuable at all. And so she was kind of like, Chris, is this really good? You can delete it if you want. I didn't. And fortunately, I didn't, because all of you voted this as the number one podcast for the year of 2021. And it was middle of the year too. It wasn't like a beginning of the year episode. This beat out all the beginning of the year episodes. It beat out the later ones, beat out the ones that I put a ton of effort and effort into, right? Even ones I've promoted to my email list, different episodes that way. This one was the number one episode. And I'll have to tell you, it was one of my favorite episodes with my clients because she was just really real about it. She talked about the things she's done over the last, year to 2 years, getting to over now, over 4,000 a month passive income currently and working on her way to where she'll actually be financially independent probably within the next couple of years. And so very proud of her from a personal standpoint, having worked with her myself, very proud of the progress she's made. But again, proud of her for doing this episode that I know create a lot of value for you guys, giving you good perspective, good, really good, wise nuggets. Definitely it was for somebody who is definitely, a little shy about doing this episode. I'm very proud of her and encouraging more of you guys to do episodes, less of me talking, less of trying to worry about getting gurus. And I want to see more people just like all of you, really doing this kind of thing, really making this work in your lives. So anyways, Tomomi, congratulations. And all the rest of you, thank you for tuning in. Again, man, over 300,000 downloads. Guys, that took me 6 years to do the first six seasons to hit 300,000. Now, just this last year alone, just this one season alone, ending our seventh season, we did over 300,000 downloads. Now we're well over 700,000 total downloads. I guarantee by the end of 2022, we're going to be well over 1 million. So again, guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let us know, please comment. Let us know what in 2022 you want to hear. What do you want to learn about? And that is what we want to make the focus. So let's make this the best year ever for all of us, that we can all create a ripple effect and prosper abundantly together. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous new year. And we'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.